All right, everybody. We are going to go ahead and get this part started a little earlier than usual. And so we've asked Greg, just who's going to share for about 10 or 15 minutes, a little bit more about the responsibility of members based on what we talked about in the sermon last Sunday. So Greg, thank you very much for doing this, and you can go ahead and take it away.
Okay, can everybody hear me okay with this? Not too loud? We're good. All right, thank you. So obviously I'm not going to try to do a repeat of Mark's sermon last week. So I'm going to hit just a few high points from that and then try to make the proper application to how this elder-led congregationalism is going to work in our church, especially in terms of like receiving new members. Thank you, Ian. Ian Webster, folks. Man, we could not live without this church. That's right. I'm just going to make a few points again from Scripture, kind of by way of review from last week's sermon. And then again, try to make some just very clear, practical application for what it's going to look like at North Avenue. So again, we looked at Matthew chapter 18. In Matthew 18, you know, is the classic church discipline passage. And again, the point that was brought out, and I think it was brought out well, is that when it comes to removing someone from the fellowship of the church, it's the whole church's responsibility to do that. It's not just the responsibility of a few people in the church. It's the responsibility of the entire congregation. And we saw that also, 2 Corinthians, whether or not Paul was referring to the same incident or a different one, you know, he's talking to the whole church for dealing with someone in sin and how they were broken over that. And he's like, you all welcome them back in. And again, that's the whole congregation's responsibility to do that. And the flip of that side is when we go to Scripture, we might not see things always taught, you know, like the Trinity. You don't see it there, but it's there. You don't see the word there, but the Trinity's there. Same thing, like if it's the congregation's responsibility to, you know, vote out people who are in unrepentant sin, then it's also the congregation's responsibility to welcome into fellowship those who are making a credible profession of faith and walking with the Lord and all of that. And so again, there's like four main areas Mark mentioned in terms of congregational responsibility: receiving members, excommunicating members, voting in new elders, or in our church, the budget. But again, all of this takes place within the sphere of the leadership of the elders, okay? And we're going to look at a couple of verses I want to look at. One is not one I had thought about before, but with Scott's devotional or the confessional time, I was reading through it and I saw this, and it's not one I considered, but I thought it was very relevant to the issue of elders in the church. It's 1 Thessalonians 5:12. He says, "We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you to esteem them very highly in love because of their work." And so there's the responsibility of the church to esteem those who are in the position of leadership, the elders among them. And it's interesting, it says they labor among you and are over you in the Lord. So it's establishing the authority of the eldership while still not negating the responsibility of the congregation on those four key matters that we addressed. And again, Hebrews chapter 13 talks about in verse 17, "Obey your leaders, submit to them, for they're keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account, and let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you." And so again, there's the established elder leadership of a church that's clear that, you know, they are to kind of make the basic decisions, guide the church in the day-to-day things. And then in the big decisions like welcoming in new members, voting people out if they're in unrepentant sin, you know, establishing new elders, you know, you want the church to be involved with that. It's not just something a select few do to the negation of everybody else's thoughts or anything like that. When you welcome somebody into the church's fellowship, we want everybody to welcome them in. And if you know, again, God forbid we ever have a situation where we have to vote someone out, that's something we do together. Not just the elders, but the whole congregation. And what it does is it gives the whole church the weightiness of responsibility, of Christian responsibility. We all have the Spirit of God. It's not like the elders have more of the Spirit than the rest of the congregation. We all have the Holy Spirit in us, guiding us, giving us life. And so it's something we all do together as in the areas that we've talked about. And so where all this leads to at the end of the day, can we lower this a little bit? How do you do that, Zach? Can you help me? This is way too high for me. Thank you, sir. Oh, that's much better. Much better. Yeah, we're good. Okay, that's a little more comfortable now. I don't feel like I'm trying to shout over the microphone. Where this comes down to for us as a church is when we receive new members. How are we going to do that? Because that's probably the most practical application of this, is what does that look like for us as a church? And so, you know, we have on our church's website, it's, you know, you fill out some information, you kind of give your testimony, you explain what the gospel is. And so typically what that's been is it's just really gone to the elders at this point. And the elders have reviewed that and prayed over it, and then, you know, have a meeting with people who want to join and then present them to the church. And that's that. But the shift here, in light of congregational responsibility, is we want, it's the position of the whole church to have a part in knowing who's coming to join. And so kind of what we're going to do is the process from here on out is, as people want to join, they'll fill out the information. The elders are going to meet with them and get to know them, hear their testimony and all that. But then we're going to send the testimony and their explanation of the gospel out to the actual membership of the church. Because there's only 5 elders. And there's a lot more of you guys. And, you know, in a sense, we need your help in making sure that the folks who are coming in, you know, what they're saying about themselves is true. Now, more often than not, you will send this out by email a couple of weeks before we receive members to give the church the opportunity to read what they're read the stories of these folks and how they understand the gospel. But also, if there's something we've missed and somebody is putting on a good front for the elders, but you know something true about them that they haven't said, you can say, hey, look, there's an issue going on in their life that you might want to address before you present them to the church for membership. Because when we have our members meeting, and we'll get to this in a sec, we want to present people with the utmost confidence that their profession's legit, they're not living in unrepentant sin, that they're walking with the Lord, and they understand what it means to be a member at North Avenue. And so we're going to send out those testimonies a couple of weeks in advance for the church, for all of you, to read and pray for these folks, and you know, let us know if there's anything that we've missed in the process of bringing them into membership. And if there are no issues, and hopefully the vast majority of the time there's not going to be, then at a members meeting, because we'll have the elders meet with them, we'll send things out, and then we'll have a members meeting like we're doing here, and it'll only be for members, okay? It's not going to be open to just everybody. It's a members-only kind of meeting, because only the members of this church can vote to welcome people in, because we're the ones who are covenanted together and in fellowship together. And so it'll only be 2 times, maybe 3-4 times a year that we'll do this, and we'll kind of close off the meal to just the members. But on those meetings, what we will do is we will present to the church those people who are desiring to join, and we'll take a congregational vote of affirmation. And I think we're going to do a secret ballot thing, just so it's not, you know, everybody looking around and who raised their hand, who didn't raise their hand, why didn't they raise their hand, that kind of thing. So, I mean, by that time, there should be no doubt about the folks who want to join, you know, where they stand, and, you know, that this is a good thing, and we're excited about it. But that's kind of the process that we're going to start following, you know, to have an informed congregation so that you know who's becoming a part of our church. Because, I mean, we're not all going to get to know everybody as well as we do some. We all have, you know, groups that we just kind of, you know, we get closer to, and folks that are kind of within our circle. But this way, at least when folks are joining, we have some idea who they are. So that when they stand, when they, because we're going to present them for membership at the next church service after we vote them here. And just kind of have an official pray for them and, you know, welcome them in to the fellowship of North Avenue. But that way you can know their story. You can see how they get the gospel. And then you can have a face with that. Because there's still some folks here, when I see you, I know who, I've seen you around, but, you know, the name thing, so it's, hey, you, anybody have that happen? You forget people's names. This, hopefully, will give a greater connection between the people that are joining and all the membership that's already here so that we can actually see them, know who they are, and say, okay, that's the person that I read about. That's the story that I heard. That's who that is. And, it, you know, it's just building a greater, hopefully, connection there and building a foundation for fellowship in the future. And I think that's all I have. Is there any, Mark, did you have something or questions?
No. Yeah, can you just pray for us as we go forward with this whole thing? Just pray for the church, for the health of the church.
Yeah, I'd love to. All right, let's pray, y'all. Father in heaven, thank you so much for how good you are. Thank you for the blessing that North Avenue is. Lord, the work that you're doing here, just the hope that is continually held forth in Christ, the clarity of the gospel, the clarity of the teaching and the preaching, and just the joy of fellowship, Lord, with all these folks. It is such a blessing. And Lord, we know that comes from you. And Lord, as we transition as a church into more congregational involvement in receiving members and in taking responsibility in appropriate ways, Lord, we just pray for your help. Lord, we need you. We need your Spirit to guide us, to direct our steps. We trust that you will. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, for everyone in here, Lord, every member, Lord, that we would all just feel the weight and the joy of the responsibility of affirming into fellowship new people, new members who are going to be a part of what you're doing here. God, thank you that what you're doing in this church is drawing people to want to be here. Lord, thank you for so many folks who have become believers through the ministry of this church and others who are just drawn to the preaching of your word. We pray that the emphasis that we have on keeping the gospel central and proclaiming your word as it is, God, we pray that you'd help us as a church continue to go forward and do that and never cease in that, never slack off in that, Lord. May we continue to pursue you as we have. And Lord, we pray that, Lord, just through as we gain more members and more folks come, Lord, that we would continue to just encourage one another and build one another up. May the fellowship and the friendships that are in this room go deeper and stronger. Lord, help us speak your truth in just amazing ways to one another. Give us the opportunities to do that. And Lord, just help us to see, Lord, all the people around us who are without Christ and give us clarity, give us boldness to share the gospel with them. Lord, again, thank you for this church. Thank you for all you're doing here. Thank you for the privilege that it is to be a part of North Avenue. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.